Hello, my name is Richard Hite, and today I'd like to talk with you about the second principle of spiritual unfoldment, which is my story, or really your story, or any story. And if you recall, the first principle that I discussed with you was what I called the innate, and it's really the process of identification. Today is an extension of that, and it really is about your story and the fact that you are not your story. You are not everything that you have been told you are. Since we were young children, we've been taught about our ancestry, our ethnicity, our country, our state, our city, our neighborhood, our family, and our place in that family, and all of these stories have made up who we are, our friends, and all of these stories hold us to a certain, a certain standard or expectation of our place in the world. And truth be told, when you're completely connected to beingness, truly in the moment and now, those stories are completely and totally absent. Freedom doesn't come from those stories. Prison comes from those stories. In fact, almost all of the strife we have in society right now, we're seeing so much disorder, so much hatred, so much disagreement, and all of these disagreements are coming from the stories of ethnicities, the stories of individuals, and the hurt and the pain that comes with those stories. We carry the hurt and the pain of our ancestors with us into this life, and we project it onto others through the stories we were taught by our parents. And these stories do not serve to benefit or to free your soul, but instead, they imprison you. Once you've experienced, or as I say, inexperienced beingness, then it becomes impossible not to see the fallacy of stories. Now, of course, it doesn't mean that stories are right or stories are wrong, or one story is better than another, or one country, one ethnicity, one neighborhood is better or worse than another. It has nothing to do with the quality of the stories. It has to do with the fact that all stories are rooted in the past, and the past can never be changed. And therefore, if our life, our identity, is rooted in the past, we can never be free, because we are bound to that past. Another important thing to be aware of is you may be free of the story. You may be present, but others will still see you through their stories and see you through the stories that are expected of you. As the old saying goes, it rains on the sinners and the pious alike. All of us are going to experience disharmony. All of us will suffer. Well, we don't necessarily suffer, but also experience being judged. And our process in life is not to avoid being judged or to go through difficulties or have challenges. It's not about avoiding those things. That's not what spiritual unfoldment is about. It's not about always having a pleasant experience. Instead, it's about how you deal with the challenges, how you deal with the difficulties, how you deal with the judgments that come your way. And also maybe sometimes when you go into judgment, how you deal with the aftermath of that. It's the attitude that we take that makes all of the difference in this process. Can we set aside the story and see the present moment for what it is? And can we also accept that other people may be bound by their stories and they may not be ready to release their stories yet? In fact, you yourself may not be ready to release all of your stories at this time, What I urge you to do is consider, or just look into your stories. Who are you? What makes you you from a story perspective? You may come from a certain ethnicity. You know, what emotional impact does coming from that, what is the flavor of that ethnicity as compared to other ethnicities? And how does that affect your state, your feeling of self in the world? What is it you need to defend about that ethnicity, about your story? Because all stories are the stories of the self, and the self always needs to be defended, or else the self will fear death, will feel threatened. And so what we want to do is start to see through the self, which means to see through the stories. And that, of course, allows us to set aside the threat defense. And that setting aside of the threat defense is really what allows us to have the inner peace and to shine that onto the world. Not everybody will recognize your freedom. Not right away, anyway. And that's okay. And not everybody will recognize that you don't carry a story in your heart. And that's okay. And not carrying a story in your heart doesn't mean you don't remember the stories. It doesn't mean you can't relate to others who have those stories. And it doesn't mean that you don't understand that others may project those stories upon you. You're not stupid. You're not ignorant. You recognize that these stories are played in the minds of people. But you don't hold yourself to that story anymore. You're free of that story internally. Now, society may try to hold you to that story. And that's as it is. At some point, maybe that will change. But it will never change until we first deal with the story within ourselves. That's step number one. Be free within. And only when we find freedom within can we grace the world with that freedom, so that ultimately that freedom may manifest into the world. It doesn't happen the other way around. So, consider your stories. Go through those stories and allow them to soften in your heart. Allow them to resolve in your heart, those that you're ready to. Of course, you know, if you find that you're not ready to release certain stories, that's all right. You just set that aside for now. And work with it with what you can. Spiritual unfoldment is not a process of willfulness. It's a process of insight. It's a process that's done carefully, with awareness, with insight, not willfully. It's a process that we should enjoy. Although it's not always easy, that is an opportunity for us to choose an attitude. And it isn't in that choice. It is in that choice of attitude in every moment that determines the pace and the depth of our spiritual unfoldment. So, as always, be well, be blessed, and I will talk to you again soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.